94.9 The River, along with Ken Bass and Deb Corson at 8:09 tomorrow night at Idaho Shakespeare Festival. It's preview night for the latest show to go on the boards. That would be The Music Man, and we have the director, Victoria Bussard, in studio with us. How you doing, Victoria?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and thanks for coming in.
As always.
Of course. You were up until midnight, right?
Yes, we were all out there.
Tech night last night,
yeah. Yep.
Okay. So you'll be rehearsing again tonight, then things will be opening up tomorrow night. And you're running. This is a long-running show.
Yes, all the way through September 1st.
Wow. Okay. So The Music Man, if you haven't seen this before or don't know the basic story, it is a musical, and there's a lot of dancing and singing going on.
And a lot of kids involved here, which is like part of the magic about how this works.
Yes, we have 8 children involved, a cast of 24. It's the largest cast we've ever had out of the Shakespeare Festival.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the story and what you've been working with.
Well, it's a story about Harold Hill, who is a traveling salesman, and his gig is he sells the idea of kids' bands to different cities. But he doesn't know anything about music. And he decides to take on River City, Iowa, and try to sell his wares. And instead, he meets the school librarian, Marion the librarian.
You're going to sing the song. Yeah,
there you go. And he changes as a human being, but what he brings to this little town is hope and the importance of music. For children, for parents, in all of our lives. It's a really beautiful, beautiful theme.
And so, all those classic songs like you were talking about, Mary and the Librarian, Trouble Right Here in River City.
76 trombones.
Yes.
Exactly. You get to hear all of that. Now, talk about the stage set, because this is a giant, physically giant.
It's huge. Yeah. Jeff Herman designed the set. It's beautiful. I mean, we've got our own little River City, Iowa, right there on stage.
Yeah. So any connection here to this city with the river in Idaho?
You know, we keep substituting Idaho. There's a song called Iowa Stubborn, and we can just substitute the name Idaho in it.
And it's, probably it's going to fit pretty well. All right, and because I have a kiddo in the Apprentice Company, she has been just, her jaw drops when she's describing the costumes to me.
Yes, Tracy Christensen, who is a Broadway designer, did these costumes, and the detail is stunning. And it's all, you know, period costumes. It's really beautiful.
Turn of the century,
yeah. But you have to make them danceable, too.
Yeah.
This is the most athletic dancing I have seen on this stage. These are very well-trained dancers executing these moves.
So it's a good thing they got a new stage.
It's beautiful. Oh, it's wonderful. The new stage is gorgeous.
And keep in mind, this will be rotating also next month with Julius Caesar, in which there is no athletic dancing.
That's true.
As far as I know, unless you're doing a different staging.
No.
Okay. So this is show number 3 for the season, right?
Yes.
Okay. And starting up tonight with preview night. And
no. That's Friday night.
Did I say tonight? I meant tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Don't come tonight.
I keep hoping this is Friday. I keep hoping it's Friday. It's only Thursday.
Ready, but not quite yet.
Okay. Tomorrow night, preview night.
Yes. Okay. And then opening night on Saturday. And then we still have tickets available.
We still have tickets. Best to call in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Sunday is family night, and this is definitely a great family show, too. And the show
time
is
Sunday's family night.
It's 7 o'clock, I think, is start time on family nights on Sundays.
Yes.
Okay, good. Want to find out a little bit more? Idaho Shakespeare Festival has a website.
Yep, idahoshakespeare.org. And there's a number on there. Don't use that to book the tickets for this show. Please call the office because they make magical things happen there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Victoria.
Thank you for having me.
Break a leg.
Hey, Robbie. Let's remind Subaru shoppers why to go to Team Subaru in Napa.